More than 2 million Syrians are seeking refuge abroad as part of an exodus officially called by the United Nations as the great tragedy of the century. But it seems it matters not how already alarming developments in the so-called Syrian crisis can unfold amid U.S. preparations for a military strike against the Arab country. The number of those fleeing their homeland for humanitarian reasons could shoot up in the event of a possible American attack. The U.S. plans to attack Syria have prompted South American countries to offer refuge to displaced Syrians. South American countries have also condemned Washington's threats against Damascus.
The position of the government of Argentina has been coherent with its human rights policy, calling to resolve conflicts through dialogue. It didn't wait for a UN investigation to conclude.
In Argentina, where the Syrian community accounts for the third largest ethnic group with more than 3.5 million members, Tamara Lali knows the suffering of her fellow ones. This 52-year-old mother of two came to Argentina from Syria when she was 11 years old. Tamara has assisted more than 300 families arriving from Damascus, Aleppo, and other Syrian cities that were forced to leave home as Arab and European countries closed their borders.
Argentina, together with other South American nations, are the only countries in the world that are giving visas to the Syrian people. Arab countries that Syria has always opened its doors to without asking their people for visas or any other processes are not.
Tamara also told Press TV, the third generation of Syrians living in Argentina are now witnessing how the South American country welcomes a new wave of migrants fleeing what she calls foreign mercenaries fighting the Syrian government forces. Despite the West's violent threats, Tamara believes there is still hope for Syrians in the south part of the world.
Despite the difficulties to get the visa due to bureaucracy that makes processes to take months, once Syrian citizens enter the Republic of Argentina only with their passports, they can get the temporary residency. They can get a job and simply become citizens of a country that all foreigners end up loving.
At the recent summit of the South American bloc UNASUR held in Suriname, regional countries issued the so-called Paramaribo Declaration, reaffirming their anti-intervention stance.
Meanwhile, ex-Argentine Cardinal and now Pope Francis has joined the chorus of anti-war claims that have spread across South America over the past days. Let peace burst, the head of the Roman Catholic Church said, after announcing a day of prayer and fasting for the Syrian people to take place this weekend. Constanza Heller, Press TV, Buenos Aires.